Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is called Christmas Swim.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 26 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me, as always, are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, we'll jump into the business. Be sure to check out our show description. There's a link to our website, thebluepodcast.com, our email address, links to our social media, and a couple of links if you want to sign up to listen to the show ad-free. There's a link for Spotify, and there's a link for every other platform out there. It's just $1 a month, if that's your thing. It was a big hit when we introduced it last week, and now it is time again for the Dinner with the Healers howl-outs.
Okay, listen up. Everyone has to clap and go, woo, yeah, all right, that's awesome. Got it?
All right. Oh my gosh, we got so much good feedback about that. Alex really liked it. Thank goodness. So yeah, on Spotify, we had Alex and Cloudy and Alice, and Leela, and Ada, and Amelia, who is Spidey Pool, and her brother Leo, Oliver, who's in the sixth grade and a big fan of our show, Draven, who happens to like the Zelda video games, the Reeves kids, Crystal, who says Amanda and Stella are the best.
Hey, thanks, Crystal.
And it's also Crystal's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Michaela says, more Stella.
Thanks, Michaela.
Steven, Aaliyah, who has a Bluey house at home. We've got one too. Our original show art used to be the healer action figures standing in the Bluey house. And it's actually mine, and I have it on display with all of my Star Wars stuff. And you would think I would have bought it for the kids, but no, I bought it for me.
Yeah, Dad has more toys than me and Henry combined.
It's true. It is definitely true.
I'm definitely going to take that giant pork someday as mine.
Never. Nicole says Stella is the queen of the podcast and that Henry is rocking cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We heard from Christian and another Amelia who says we're the best podcast ever. And we also heard from Jaden. Thank you guys so much. We got some cool emails too. Jane and Dom, who also messages on Instagram sometimes, they had a really cool idea about the episode Flat Pack. Remember when we watched it and how the kids were playing and they start out in the water and then they become dinosaurs eventually and then cave people? Yeah. They said that really follows the curve of like life on Earth. And that when they were dinosaurs and Bandit comes out and jumps onto the cardboard, that's like the asteroid hitting the Earth and all of those things. And
it blew
my mind. Did you notice any of that, Henry?
Sort of, yeah.
That's very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, that's cool. Amelia mentions that in Mount Mom and Dad, they talk about it being stinky because they're down by their feet. And I said, Henry's normally the first one to notice any Stinky Feet references. But thank you for pointing that out to us. Ada wishes we could do an episode every day. And also, she asked about how the podcast gets made. And Ada, I'm going to send you a reply. And if other people have that same question, maybe I should just make a video to put on Instagram or on TikTok that shows the gear we use and how we get it done. So if anybody else is interested in that, let us know. And Jamion listens at bedtime and during dinner.
Very nice.
Yeah. And on Apple Podcasts, we had a couple of new reviews. We had Viv, who is 9 and loves our podcast. And Rosalie and Lucas, they gave us 5 stars, but mentioned that it wasn't a ton of Bluey talk and there was a lot of family talk. They probably only listened to maybe our first couple of episodes because it took us a little bit to sort of get our groove going, didn't it?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but we've got it down solid now, don't we, Henry?
Yeah, we are professional podcasters.
You got that right. Well, guys, thank you so much for all of the feedback and all of the messages. You're very kind to us, and it always means a lot.
We always love hearing from you all. Thank you so much for the kind words and 5-star reviews. You guys are awesome.
Guys, we just got done watching Christmas Swim.
Christmas Swim!
Yeah!
And in case it wasn't obvious in the name, who would like to tell us what's going on at the beginning of this episode? Yes, the beautiful young lady to my left.
They're having a family Christmas party. And I guess like in Australia, it's warm during Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas happens during the summer in the southern hemisphere.
So they're all having a pool party for Christmas.
Yeah, a Christmas swim is a pretty common thing. Several of my friends in Australia, they talk about Christmas swims, and I think that would be quite a turn because for us, it's usually pretty cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
We used to always get snow around Christmas, but it seems like these last few years, that's not been a thing.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we actually had snow at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But it is cold, that is for sure.
That is true. Well, anyway, guys, back to this episode. They're opening their gifts, and there's some pretty good stuff. Amanda, what did Stripe get from his mom?
Stripe got an apron that said, "World's Best Chef," and Bandit says, "Are you sure about that?"
Yeah, because he got the exact same gift, didn't he? Well, Chili gets the next gift out, and it's to Nana. From Bandit. Nana is Bandit's mom. And what does she call Bandit, Henry?
Bandy.
Yeah, so she took his name and just put an E sound on the end, which is something else a lot of my Australian friends do. It's either an O or an E sound. So like Henry, in Australia, they'd probably take the E sound off the end of your name and put an E sound on it, so it would be Henry.
That's what it is.
A look on his face.
Actually, they would probably call him something like Henno.
Aw, yeah. I like that.
Oh, mine be.
Okay. Stello.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Listen, for our...
like, it sounds like a Cheerio brand or something.
For our Australian friends, if you have what you would abbreviate our names to or give us nicknames, let us know what they are. Send them to us. We would love to know. And it would be even better if you sent us a voice recording of you saying them so that we could play that on the show. That would be awesome.
I'm super curious what they would be. I really want to hear them.
I wonder what Amanda would sound like.
They'd probably call you Mandy.
That's what I was thinking.
But anyway, let's rein it in. That's boy, cool. Oh boy, we veered off the path.
Yeah.
It happens.
When Nana was going to open her gift, she said something. And what did she say, Amanda?
Nana says, "Hang on, I'll just get my glasses."
And what did the shirt that Bandit got her say?
It said, "Hang on, I'll just get my glasses." Which reminds me a lot of myself.
Yeah, I have to wear corrective lenses as well, but I don't think I need mine as badly as you need yours.
Yeah, mine's a whole thing.
Stella, what did Bingo get?
She got a doctor's kit.
Nice, because remember, she's Dr. Bingo.
Yeah.
She's been a veterinarian and an MD.
Yeah.
Man, how did she go to all that schooling?
Right.
Also, wasn't she a cook? A chef?
We're talking Bingo. About doctor stuff, though, right?
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. Well,
but she's also Chef Bingo.
Okay, okay.
She has a lot of jobs.
Yes, she does. She's like Barbie.
Yeah.
Henry, what did Muffin get?
Muffin got an inflatable floating island, and Socks got an inflatable floating pizza.
Yeah, for the pool, which is perfect for what's going to come up. Stella, what did Bluey get?
Bluey got a doll, and she named him Bartleby.
Bartleby. He's pretty handsome. Mm-hmm. Big, nice smile. I wonder if that's a cartoon character in the Bluey universe, like if that's a show they watch, Bartleby.
I don't know, but like also because like she said, I'm going to name you Bartleby.
Oh, so she chose yes. It. Good. A good notice. Well, Muffin says this.
Christmas swim!
I think she wants to go swimming.
Christmas swim!
Okay. They head out by the pool. And Uncle Stripe is trying to cook something. Amanda, what is he working on?
He is working on cooking a pork roast.
I think that's what it was.
I think so. And he's trying to get the crackling on it just right.
Bandit asks him about whether or not he knows what to do. And Henry, what did he tell him?
He said, read the apron.
Yeah. Remember when we were at Disneyland and I was wearing my world's best dad bandit shirt? And the guy said something about being the world's best dad. I said, hey, the shirt says what it says.
Oh, I remember because like this little girl or whatever was just pointing at it saying dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was cute.
Well, Socks is playing a fun little game. What is she doing, Henry?
She's blowing Stripe into the pool.
Yeah, she's just blowing little gusts of air, and Stripe plays along and gets blown into the pool. What game are Muffin and Chili playing, Henry?
What Muffin is doing is that Muffin has to get ready for work before the fairy leaves, and Chili's the fairy driver, and she slowly pulls the inflatable island away.
Yeah, and Muffin's got to hurry up and tell the kids goodbye and get the makeup on and get out the door. Bingo is chilling out on that big, giant slice of pizza float, which looks pretty comfortable, I gotta admit. And Bartleby is there with her. What happens, Stella?
She gets attacked by a crocodile.
Was there an actual crocodile in the pool?
No.
Well, who was it?
Uncle Stripe.
Bingo, this is Bartleby. This is his first heat of Christmas. Hi, Bartleby. It's nice to meet you.
Let's
go with Bartleby, crocodile. It's his first heat of Christmas.
Muffin, help!
You're making me late for work. Bartleby! Are you okay?
Maybe we should go meet my dad.
Yeah, Uncle Stripe is playing croc, and Bluey is super worried about Bartleby. And he gets his shirt taken off of him during that whole exchange. Bluey grabs him, though, and gets him out. And he only got a little bit wet, but she's starting to get worried about something.
That he doesn't like being there.
Yeah, because it's his first Healer Christmas. Bandit is playing a game. A slow motion epic game. What is it, Amanda?
He's playing a game he calls Classic Catches with the tennis balls.
Yeah, he's diving in superhero style over the pool and catching the tennis balls.
This is something that I said during the episode. I wonder if they have a diving board because it looks too high for them just to be jumping off the edge of the pool. It looks like they're jumping off a diving board and catching them and then landing in the water.
I think that's all camera angles, mate. I think that's all it is. It's cinematic magic. But yeah, he calls them classic catches because he's doing like stunt catching and it looks pretty fun. Everybody is taking turns. Chili catches one in her mouth. I thought that was interesting. We're back to the are they dogs or are they people mystery.
Right.
Bartleby even takes a turn. What happens to him, Amanda?
Well, Bartleby does his best to catch the ball, but it hits him in the face, and then he lands in the pool. But then here comes Bandit, and he's going to catch the ball that Bartleby was trying to catch. And he catches it, and then he lands in the pool, right on top of Bartleby.
Right on him. Like a cannonball.
And it was all in such slow motion.
Bluey's really upset because now she's pretending that Bartleby's arm is broken.
Womp womp.
When we cut to the inside, who's hanging out in the kitchen, Stella?
Aunt Trixie and Nana.
What are they working on?
They're working on the food.
Yeah, and Nana is questioning whether or not Trixie can handle making the gravy.
Yeah.
And tells her not to use the gravy packets. You've got to make it from scratch. Trixie says Nana's name. Did anybody catch what Nana's name is?
No. Did it start with an M?
No. I'll give you a hint. I suspect that Bluey's middle name was given to her because of her grandma.
Tina? Christina? Maria? Marie.
Bluey's Mac middle name is Christine. Bluey Christine Healer. We've heard Chili
Christine,
say that.
Christine, uh-huh.
And Trixie called Nana Chris.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I was kind of...
You were so close.
Okay,
you,
yeah, Tina.
It was in like, there somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe her actual name is Christine, but they just call her Chris for short.
Well, in something that has become a very standard thing in everybody's lives, there is a video call coming in. And who is it from, Henry?
It's from Uncle Rad and Frisky.
Yeah, and they say Aunt Frisky. Now, I'm looking at the Bluey Wiki at blueypedia.fandom.com, and it says that as of Christmas Swim, Rad and Frisky are not married yet, but they're probably engaged. And while we're talking about that, the episode that's coming up, the big one, the 30-minute one that we've talked about a few times called The Sign, a lot of fans have speculated that Frisky and Rad are getting married in that episode. But anyway, they're video calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas because they're not at home. But anyway, they're video calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And they're having a Christmas swim also, and it looks loads of fun. Somebody takes the tablet in so that Bluey can say hi. What is she inside doing, Stella?
She's talking to Bartleby because he said he doesn't want to be there anymore and he wants to go home.
Yeah, she's imagining that that's what he's saying because the Healer family is too rough.
Yeah.
And it's his very first Healer Christmas. Well, when Frisky asks Bluey what's going on with Bartleby, she wants to have a talk with him.
He says my family's too rough.
Here, let me have a word with him.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you, Bartleby. I'm Frisky. I'm new to the Healer family as well. And just between you and me, they're a bit crazy.
Hey!
But give them a chance. You'll see.
Yeah, but that's not why I voted for him.
Oh, Scrap. It's crackling.
Oh, really?
They're full of love.
Now, I know you guys are going to think I'm silly, but that made me want to cry a little bit. It was so sweet. Because if there's two things I love, it's family and Christmas. And seeing how they talked about that and how every family's got their own quirky things, but they're also filled with love and kindness, that just really touched me. What did you think about that, Henry?
Yeah, the same thing here. It's just really sweet and yeah.
Yeah, it definitely was. Well, what's the very last thing that happens in the episode, Henry?
The very last thing that happens is that all the food's ready and they're all sitting down at a long table and they're eating. And Bandit does a cheers to Bartleby And then he pats Bartleby on the back and slams his face into the food, of course. Like, why not? Family traditions, all of them are so fun.
Yeah, right in the gravy, it looks Aww. Like. Poor Bartleby. And he's telling him, welcome to the family. Yeah, well, listen. That's not how we welcome people into our family, is it?
No.
No.
I bet our dog Charlie would have liked it if we put him in a bowl of gravy, though, first thing on his first day here.
Probably.
Yeah. And that was the episode. Henry, did we miss anything?
No.
Well, you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Henry, you've always got really good lessons. Could you tell us what were we supposed to learn today?
Well, I think that we're supposed to learn is that every single family has their own type of thing in their family and that they just have all different things. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. What about you, Stella?
What Henry said, but also, like, you have to figure out more about people. You have to actually know the people until you judge them and say, like, I don't like these people. Because at first he didn't like them, but once he really got to, like, know the Healer family, he realized they were actually really kind and caring.
That's really good. That's really good.
Thank you.
What about you, Amanda?
I'm going to go with what the kids said. The first time you meet a family, you may think, wow, these people are kind of crazy. But the longer you're there with them, the more you hang out with them, the more you get to know them, that can all just change right away.
Yeah.
And you realize how awesome that family can be.
You're right. You guys totally nailed it. It's easy to just assume you know what people are all about from just a little bit of interaction with them. But you got to dig deeper past that and not make these broad judgments about people from the limited amount of experience you've had with them. And I think that's just a really good lesson here. Does anybody have any parting thoughts about the episode? Yes, Henry.
That it's pretty funny. And we just got to see the whole Healer family interact with each other a lot of times in this episode, which was really nice to see.
Yeah, I agree. I like seeing the extended family.
Yeah, I agree too. I like to see the episodes where all of them are together and you see the silly, funny cousins, Muffin and Socks, and the just everybody, the aunts, uncles, Nana, everybody. It's just so cute to see the whole family together.
What about you, Stella? You got anything?
This is one of my favorite episodes. I really like it.
Yeah. Christmas is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I really like Christmas, but I think it would be weird if during our Christmas it just randomly became really warm.
Yeah, having Christmas in the summer would be interesting. We've just always associated it with wintertime here for us. But I bet we could have a lot of fun learning new traditions if Christmas was in the summer. Anyway, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.